Exercise 8, page 103.
We have a thrilling few months of sport ahead of us, and it inspired us to ask some of your favourite presenters what their favourite sport is to watch.
Speaker 1.
For me, athletics is the most exciting sport, especially the sprint races. I can feel the athletes' adrenaline myself when they're on their marks. When someone from this country is in the lineup, I can get a bit carried away. I remember especially in the last Olympics when one of our athletes won the gold in the 100 metres. It was a great moment. I'm sure the neighbours must have thought I was mad when they heard me shouting, "Come on!" at the TV. Then, when he crossed the finishing line, in first place, my mates and I let out a great roar. We were so thrilled we went out afterwards to celebrate.
Speaker 2.
The only spectator sport for me is football. Not so much for the action, actually, but for the atmosphere at the ground. I've supported my local team all my life and never tire of seeing them play. But actually, nothing beats the sense of camaraderie you get when the fans come together in the ground. I love the singing, the chanting, and the cheering when a goal is scored. It's just amazing. You feel part of something so much greater than you would if you were simply watching a match on the TV. Of course, I do sometimes do that too.
Speaker 3.
I wish every Olympics were a Winter Olympics, because the sport I can't get enough of is figure skating. I know some people say it's dancing, not a sport, but I don't think that's fair. You see some amazing athleticism from both the men and the women. I tried it once myself, but it just showed me how difficult it is, and how brave you need to be to leap into the air and spin around with skates on. Not to mention when the skaters perform as a pair, and movements are doubly complicated. I doubt if many people realise how much practice and skill is needed to harmonise with your partner.
Speaker 4.
My favourite sport to do as well as to watch is BMX racing. Watching the professionals is almost as exhilarating as riding on a course yourself. They fly so high into the air after the humps and take a lot of risks. I've seen a lot of dramatic falls over the years as a BMX fan. It goes without saying, I always wear a helmet when I get on my own bike. Having said that, it's the knees that seem to suffer the most injuries, and you'll notice if you watch this sport that the professional riders always protect them by wearing knee pads.